Just before Willie Nelson celebrated his big 6-0 last week, he'd released a new album, which rock critic Ken Tucker says should give Nelson a new lease on his professional life. Here's the title song from Across the Borderline.
There's a place where I've been told every street is paved with gold, and it's just across the borderline. When it's time to take your turn, here's a lesson that you must learn. You could lose more than you'll ever find.
Before the release of this shockingly good album, Willie Nelson was just on the verge of turning into a sad pop culture joke, a 59-year-old hitless hippie who'd become more of an outlaw for his run-ins with the IRS than for any sort of daring country music. Across the Borderline changes all that.
The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of a civil war. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland.
That jaunty Afro-Western swing version of Paul Simon's Graceland is only the beginning of Across the Borderline surprises. The album was produced by Don Was, who also oversaw the commercial rehabilitation of Bonnie Raitt with Nick of Time. Was hasn't modernized Nelson so much as he's showcased Willie's greatest strengths, the way he phrases words conversationally, like a honky-tonk Sinatra, his knack for turning sentimental cliches into heartfelt emotions, and his gift for deadpan comic wryness.
So she told you she found heaven in your eyes. I think it only fair to warn you that sometimes she lies, but it's your heart. I can't tell you what to do, but she's not for you. She's not for you.
Across the Borderline is crammed with big-name cameos. Nelson does an achingly lovely duet with Bonnie Raitt, and there's an ethereal collaboration with Sinead O'Connor on the Peter Gabriel song Don't Give Up. There's even a good performance from Bob Dylan, who sings a duet on a song called Heartland. Willie's record company wants you to know that he and Dylan wrote that song via fax machine.
There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland. And the bankers are taking my home and my land from me. There's a big gaping hole in my chest now where my heart was. And a hole in the sky where God used to be.
There's a home place under fire tonight in the heartland. With a well where the water's so bitter nobody can drink. Ain't no way to get high and my mouth is so dry that I can't live. Don't they know that I'm dying? Why ain't nobody crying for me?
My American dream fell apart at the seams. You tell me what it means. You tell me what it means.
Clearly, this album has been conceived to make a media splash. Nonetheless, Borderline avoids becoming an overloaded celebrity self-indulgence. If anything, it's Nelson's most personal work in ages, since no matter whose song he's covering or who he's warbling with, The songs cohere as a portrait of one tough, lonely, proud old guy. Overshadowed in recent years by young new country stars and Garth mania, Nelson has now topped them all by creating an album that cuts across the borderline of country into every precinct of pop. As creative refinancing on a nearly bankrupt career, he could have called this one Paid in Full.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.